Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a century-old holiday tradition.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The holidays can be a difficult time for those that have lost a spouse, but the village of Yellow Springs has a tradition that dates back to 1894 that delivers baking goods and some good cheer to widows and widowers. Member station WYSO's Shay Frank rode along the village's annual distribution route to see how this longtime tradition still connects the community.
Good morning.
It's a chilly November morning in Yellow Springs as three public works staff visit with widows and widowers, delivering brown paper bags filled with flour and sugar. Many of the recipients have been part of the program for years, and despite the early morning hour, a number of them gleefully greet us in their pajamas, thanking the staff for their services.
Yeah, I think the impact is so subtly positive. I really appreciate it.
That was 87-year-old David Anthony. He's lived in Yellow Springs for 10 years. This is the first year he has been part of the program. His partner passed away last May. Anthony is one of 92 recipients this year, receiving 5-pound bags of flour and sugar. Altogether, these community members will receive 920 pounds of flour and sugar to use or donate for the holiday season. And all those pounds of pantry staples are prepared and loaded for distribution at Tom's Market on Xenia Avenue. It's been that way for as long as the market's owner, Jeffrey Gray, can remember. He says the store was part of the program long before his father, Tom, took over the market in 2001.
I mean, it's great that, first of all, that it's being done so to take care of those people in need, and then also that the village is keeping that investment here in the community.
The free deliveries are thanks to a longstanding agreement between the village of Yellow Springs and its successful community benefactor, Wheeling Gaunt. As a formerly enslaved person, Gaunt found acceptance in Yellow Springs in the 1860s. He began buying and selling real estate, eventually earning the status of the wealthiest man of color in Ohio. But his lifelong motto was, "It's not what you have, but what you share." When he died in 1894, he donated 9 acres to the village. Gaunt stipulated that proceeds from the land be used to help widows in the community around the holidays. Tanner Bussey, a member of Yellow Springs Public Works, says deliveries used to kick off the first week of December, but now they make their way to recipients prior to Thanksgiving.
Because of the holiday, there's a lot of cooking going on, and it seemed like a good time that, you know, you'd get ahead of it, and if you didn't cook for Thanksgiving, you'd have it available for Christmas.
Our second-to-last delivery of the morning is to 96-year-old recipient Nancy Lukowitz, who has lived in the village since the 1960s. Her daughter, Ann Lukowitz, says this is the fourth year they have received the gifts of flour and sugar.
I think that it's wonderful that we have this connection back to Wheeling Gaunt from, over 100 years ago. It's wonderful that we still remember him, and it's wonderful that his bequest is still able to benefit people.
Before packing up for the day, Bussey looks back on the memories he has accumulated over the years, one of his fondest coming from a regular on Allen Street, Miss Simpson.
She would open the door and look at me surprised, and immediately her eyes would fill with tears. And I was just a stranger to her when I met, and I didn't really interact with her any other time but this time of year. And every year I'd bring it in, and every year she'd hug me, and every year she said, "I can't believe another year has passed. I'm so glad to see you again."
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Shay Frank.
You guys, thank you very much.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.